A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Samach, Psachim 60. Pagination page 119. We will start from the facing page, however. So we're on the bottom of Nuntes Amud Beis 59b, pagination 118. The Mishnah states, HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. If a person shecht the Pesach without its proper intent, he intended it for a shlamim, which is a voluntary korban of thanksgiving, and did not intend it as a Pesach. The Pesach and the shlamim are very similar, but it's the wrong intent. And we know that when it comes to korbanos, the wrong intent to eat the korban in the wrong time, if the person's intent at the time of Shechita was to eat the carbon in the wrong time or something like that, that intent actually invalidates the carbon. And therefore, over here, where he's having the intent for the wrong carbon, or v'kibel, v'holach, v'zorach, or any of the other of the total of four vital components to bringing a carbon, the Shechita that we mentioned, the receiving the blood, the walking the blood to the Mizbeach, and the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, shelo lishmo, without the proper intent. Or, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, o shelo lishmo v'lishmo, posel. If he had intent correctly, but also afterwards the wrong intent, or he started off with the wrong intent and then intended it for the correct intent, being Karban Pesach, all of those cases are possible because the invalid intent which is involved here is going to invalidate the Karban, and we are going to take into account the bad intent, even though there also was, at some point in the process, the proper intent for a Karban Pesach. So this is an important theme, that having the wrong intent by a korban, in our case the korban Pesach, is going to invalidate the korban. Let's move on to today's daf on Amud Beis, Samach Amud Beis 60b, pagination page 120. On the fifth line of the Gemara, we have a fascinating question starting from the second word. Iboiluhu, they asked the following question. Pesach sheshachto b'sh'or yemos hashana. A korban Pesach, it was designated as a korban Pesach, and they went ahead and shecht it during the rest of the year, meaning not at the time of Pesach. And this animal could function correctly as a korban shlamim, as the voluntary Thanksgiving type korban. But what he did was, lishmo, he had intent for the Karban Pesach, v'shelo lishmo, and he also had intent during the avoda, during the service, he also had intent for shlamim. So he had both intents. Mahu, what's the rule? Remember, in the Mishnah that we just did, the Mishnah stated that at the time of Pesach, Erev Pesach, if you are bringing the korban lishmo v'shalo lishmo with good intent and bad intent, so then the bad intent will invalidate the korban. So the creativity of this shaila is enormous. We want the korban to function as a shlamim. That's the only way it can get through during the rest of the year. He had partial intent for Karban Pesach, which would invalidate the Karban, because it's the wrong time for a Karban Pesach. But because he had intent as well for the Karban Shlamim, maybe the Karban Shlamim intent is sufficient in order to approve the Karban. Mahu, what's the rule? Miyasi shelo lishmo mapikli midei lishmo. Does the power of wrong intent, which in this case is the shlamim, have the power to undo the intent of Karban Pesach, which doesn't work during the rest of the year to make it a Karban? Umach shirlei, and you would actually be able to approve it as a Karban. You'll be able to bring it on the Mizbeach, you'll be able to eat the portions of the animal that are allowed to be eaten, olo, or not. It's just, it's messed up. It has mixed intent of the good and the bad, and it won't get through. Again, this is the flip side of the Mishnah. In this case, the Karban Shlamim is a reason to approve it, as opposed to the original Mishnah, where the Karban Shlamim was a reason to mess it up. Gyazir Avdimi Omar, Amrita Lishmaita Kamedi Rabbi Yirmiyah, I presented this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. However, Lishmo Machshiro Bizmano, Vishalo Lishmo Machshiro Shalo Bizmano. Having the right intent at the right time is what would make it good. And having the wrong intent, meaning a shlamim, at the wrong time, meaning the rest of the year, would make it good. Just like at the proper time, the proper intent didn't have the power to overrule the wrong intent. Also, the wrong intent, which will make it good at the wrong time, meaning the rest of the year, it doesn't have the power to counteract that other component of proper intent, meaning Karban Pesach. Upasul. And the way he ruled on this question is that it's puzzle, because you can't undo that other intent that took place during the process. Skip about three lines at the end of a line, and you'll see another viewpoint. May hava alo. How should we resolve this question? Amar Rava, Rava said, Pesach sheshachto b'sha'oyimos hashana, if you shechta karban Pesach during the rest of the year, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, with proper intent as part of the service, and then with the wrong intent as the other part of the service. Keep in mind that the wrong intent is the only chance you have to get this through, because that's the correct intent during the rest of the year. But it's referred to as the wrong intent because it's a Karban Pesach. So having intent for Shlamim is the wrong intent, so to speak. Kosher, Rava says that works. Okay. How do you explain that? Das tamo lishmo koi. Because basically, a Karban Pesach is sitting here for the purpose of intent. It's meant to be brought as a Karban Pesach. Va'afilu hachi, nevertheless, kishachad le'shalo lishmo kasher. But when you shecht it at a different time of the year, for the purposes of shalo lishmo, meaning a shlamim, it works. If you would have had clean, improper intent, meaning shlamim, taking a Pesach and making a shlamim the rest of the year, it's kosher. Alma, what do you see from that? Asi shalo lishmo umapik le midei lishmo. That the wrong intent does have the power to overrule lishmo. Again, the animal is sitting here as a Karban Pesach. It's got a tag on its neck, so to speak. Karban Pesach. By having the wrong intent, meaning shlamim, when you shecht it, let's say in January, it works as a shlamim. So it definitely, shalo lishmo, has the power to undo its status as a Karban Pesach. So continues Rava, ki shachit nami lishmo v'shalo lishmo. So when you have intent, a little bit for lishma for the right purpose, meaning a Pesach, and a little bit for shalo lishma for the Karban Shlamim, which is going to change its status, but that's the way you're going to make it good. Asi shalo lishmo umapik lemidei lishmo, says Rava, you see that shalo lishmo, in the case of a Karban Pesach, has the power to undo lishma. It should have the power to undo even my intent to make it lishma. It should also have that power, and shalo lishma should trump all and should make it good as a Karban Shlamim. Obviously, there's a little bit of a challenge that could be posed to this resolution. Amalei Ravada Barava l'Rava. Ravada Barava said to Rava, Dilma shayni heicha de omar me heicha de lo omar. It could be that it's different if you said lishma, I want it to be a Korban Pesach, and then 2 seconds later you say, I want it to be a Korban Shlamim. Meheicha delo omar, from a place where you didn't say. Because you're proving that Shelo Lishma trumps all and is very powerful, because the Korban is a Korban Pesach. And you're walking over to a Korban Pesach, doing it Shelo Lishma, and it works. That's true. But how do you know that if you walk over to a Korban Pesach and say, I want it to be a Korban Pesach, and then switch and say, and I want it to be a Korban Shlamim, that the I want it to be a Korban Shlamim should undo what you said already? Again, look at the words here. Shiny, maybe it's different. Heicha de Omar, a place where you said Lishma, where you affirmed the status of the Korban and you wanted to be a Korban Pesach, Meicha de lo Omar, from a place where you did not say that you wanted to be a Korban Pesach, it's only its default setting is Korban Pesach, that's what it was originally designated as, and that you're allowed to undo. Default setting you're allowed to undo, but if you specifically affirm during the Shechita that you want it to be a Korban Pesach, that messes it up, and saying that you want it to be a Korban Shlamim is not going to be able to undo that and strengthen its status as a Korban Shlamim. Yeshikoach, have a great day.